Here's a short podcast question by Atma Ramadas, and this is from Awakening of Spontaneous Devotional Service, where I mentioned that unless the heart is sufficiently purified, if one artificially tries to practice Raganuga Bhakti, then such purification and meditation will be fragmented and unproductive. So his question is, how can meditation on Krishna in any way be unproductive? Certainly meditation on Krishna will always bear some kind of result, some purification of heart, some impression within the mind. Here, unproductive means that it won't give the actual result that a devotee may expect in the systematic stages of smarana or remembrance, going through absorption and samadhi and so on. That type of result will only be acquired when the heart is sufficiently purified, and therefore systematic practice of Vaidhi Bhakti to purify the heart is generally recommended to be able to give that type of qualification, whereby then spontaneous remembrance can be properly directed, and it's not just fragmented, but that it becomes consistent, it becomes systematic, and one step produces another step. So this is just an example where a word has a particular context. In this context, it's not that the word unproductive means that it's absolutely unproductive, but in the context of the systematic development of absorption in Krishna, it may not produce the desired result, although it will certainly result in some kind of meditation on Krishna or some kind of purification of the heart. Hare Krishna.